Kanan Makiya is still best known for a book he originally published under a pseudonym back in 1989. The Republic of Fear cataloged the atrocities committed in Iraq under Saddam Hussein. Makiya later acknowledged authorship and became an advocate for the dictator's ouster. Well, now he's written a new book, a novel, published in both Arabic and English, and set in Iraq right after the U.S. invasion. It follows a Shiite militiaman from the day that Saddam Hussein fell to the day he was hanged. It's called The Rope, after the rope that was used for the execution, an execution that Makiya says was flawed.
When I heard the report, I remember I was sick for a day. I was utterly disgusted, and I felt how he was killed, how he died. He had dignity.
This was a man whose mass murders you had documented at a time when you were alone out there, virtually.
He's a great mass murderer, and he believes in what he is, and he died well, what can we say? And the men who killed him in what was more of a lynching than an actual execution. They behaved badly. This doesn't change for one moment the character or the nature of Saddam as a political person, but it's deeply reflective of the new regime that's about to come into power. So I use Saddam in the purely fictional part of this book as a kind of mirror of the Iraqi ruling elite. He's explaining the rules by which men rule, and until those rules are questioned from within, we're always going to have one Saddam will be replaced by another Saddam, or by many little Saddams, 1,000 little Saddams, which is the situation we have today.
Kanan Makiya, you're no stranger to controversy over things that you've either done or written about Iraq. In this book, there are moments when I'm wondering, are you saying that Iraq has descended to a point, and to a point of violence, that is as bad or worse than it was under Saddam Hussein? Do you regret the past 25 years? I mean, how close are you coming to saying things are that bad?
Things are very bad, but I can't change my positions because of how bad they have become now. Things were also equally or very bad under Saddam. There was no future. Once the future was made possible, Iraqis did the worst possible job out of it. They went from bad to worse. That means I'm part of that failure. I've got to argue and criticize my own, quote-unquote, because I have to deal with the fact that they failed.
But when you say that, you are both an Iraqi and an American. I mean, you spend more of your life here. And you're
true.
When you say that, are you talking about the Iraqi part of you, that Iraqis and Shiite Iraqis failed in this
Yes, especially? You're absolutely right. I've lived with that dichotomy, that contradiction, for a very long period of time. I felt with passion the pain of Iraqis under Saddam, and I couldn't help but feel that when I went into Kurdistan 25 years ago and covered the Anfal. I was in a state of shock.
So the Anfal was really the campaign of mass murder against the Kurds.
Of the Kurds, yes. I mean, I knew he'd done terrible things, but I had not understood, felt, you know, with my bones, so to speak, the scale of the disaster. I'd seen the destroyed villages, the concreted wells, the burial sites, and so on. To see that with your eyes and then to feel it came from somebody who felt like a part of himself was complicit in this, and he had to do something about it. And the only thing he could do was talk to you, write a book, do that kind of a thing. So I don't regret any of that, and I wouldn't not do that for a second. And I wouldn't say that Saddam has to stay because something worse may follow. That's a cynical point of view on life and the world. I say I believe that something else is possible, is imaginable, and I will do my level best to work towards that which is imaginable. And if I fail along the way, at least I tried.
What do you most want people to get out of reading this novel, whether in English or in Arabic, for that matter?
Well, I wanted to underline the failure of the Iraqi elite and our responsibility for that failure. I want Iraqis to look at themselves and not say this is all the fault of ISIS or all the fault of Al-Qaeda and so on. I am responsible for why this thing went as bad as it did. And I'm trying to break out of the sectarian divide, a morass, if you like, that has governs the way people talk about politics.
And your English readers?
My English readers, I want to understand that it went wrong and who I hold responsible for why it went wrong, including myself.
Kanan Makiya, author most recently of the novel The Rope, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you, Robert.